Mike Verge along with you here on Heart City Radio. Hope you had a good weekend, the finish up of the firearm deer season at Cody Kilgore Football Championship. And the countdown to Turkey Day is on Thursday of this week, Thanksgiving coming up. Today on the program, we're going to welcome into the studios Kyle Kellum, who is the CEO of the Cherry County Hospital. And we're going to talk about vaccines and mandates and all kinds of fun stuff, because I know, Kyle, you've been just itching to get on the air and talk about this, right?
Absolutely, Mike. Hey, thanks for having me. You know, it's always a pleasure to be here. Yeah, this is one of those topics that couldn't wait to get here and talk more about.
Well, we've heard a lot about mandates and court cases and government and all that kind of stuff. So first of all, who are we speaking about here today? Are we just talking about Cherry County Hospital? Are we talking about the Cherry County Clinic as well? What's encompassing this?
Yeah, so we're talking about both as an organization. So when we talk about the clinic or the hospital, we'll talk one and the same. And we can talk a little bit about the different, the two mandates that were out there.
All right, let's talk about the issues then here. Of course, I think what most people have heard is the mandate by the government to say anybody that works for an organization that is supported by Medicare or Medicaid, those kind of things, has to be vaccinated. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Okay. That's correct. And I think the first thing I should say is, as an organization, without the mandate, the Cherry County Hospital and Clinic, we will not mandate the vaccine. So I think that's really important for everybody to understand is this isn't an organizational mandate. This isn't coming from me or anyone on our team inside of the organization. This is truly a federal mandate that they say, if you want to be paid, then you have to do this. And there's two separate mandates. So we have the OSHA mandate and we have the CMS mandate. The OSHA one is one that you've probably recently heard has been pulled away. Mm-hmm. You know, they've kind of rescinded on what they were going to do there, which is great news. But then there's still the CMS mandate. And like you'd mentioned, they say, you know, you have to, if you want to get Medicare, if you take Medicare or Medicaid funds, then it impacts your organization. What that means for any healthcare, right? So it's any healthcare team members, whether it's us or North Platte or anywhere, right? So it affects them. They would be mandated to get the vaccine. It's volunteers, it's students, it's anybody who comes in to take care of patients. As a vendor, as an example, if we have our food service vendor dropping off our food supplies, in order for them to come in, they would have to be able to show proof of a vaccination. So they've taken a very broad, in which CMS has, well, that's for the courts right now to decide if they have that broad of a capabilities, but they've taken a very broad stance on it as a way, in my opinion, to say, all right, if we tackle it from the healthcare side, we're gonna get a lot of people. So that's kind of how it's organized and how they have rolled that out. They put some deadlines to it, and so what we are doing internally is just preparing for, you know, if that were to come about and if this does indeed go through.
So can you explain who is CMS?
So CMS is Center for Medicare Medicaid Services.
Okay.
So if you are on Medicare, then they're the ones that pick up that bill for the most part.
Okay. So this is pertaining to staff or anybody that's associated working with or supporting the hospital or clinic, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So what percentage of your staff? Let's just take, because that's what you guys basically control or looking over. What percentage of your staff is vaccinated at this time? Do you have that number offhand?
I can tell you that we're sitting over 60%.
Okay.
And so as an organization, we've talked to other organizations. Some are higher, some are lower. But that's where we sit about currently today.
Have you, the biggest thing that we've heard about, I guess, on the news is that people quitting their jobs because they're not going to get vaccinated, and so that's going to leave our healthcare profession more shorthanded than they already are. Have you seen that? Have you had those discussions, or has that happened on a local level or regionally, if you know about it?
Well, the nice thing is that it hasn't happened to us locally yet. We've been talking a lot internally, rolling out as much communication as we possibly can. One, to be able to answer questions. If folks have concerns about the vaccine or they're unsure, you know, we want to be able to answer those questions. We've been gracious enough to have Dr. Mulligan-Witt, who's going to be helping answer some questions for our team, internal team, today about noon. But we haven't had to go down that path yet. But we are having those conversations. We are, you know, looking at what would that look like for us if that were to indeed occur. But our number one goal right now is to not lose anybody due to a mandate.
So what happens if they come out of this court case and say, yes, they have to be vaccinated, fall in line with the mandate in there? So are you guys still trying to decide whether you will or can enforce that with your employees?
Well, you know, the piece about the CMS and the payment structure, we won't have an option. So that's the unfortunate part. I'm not in favor of the mandate going through, and we're taking it kind of step by step right now. So if it comes down to it, do we have to enforce it? Unfortunately, we have to. There's no option for us. We all believe very firmly that healthcare is a part of this community, and the community deserves healthcare and very good quality healthcare. So we're happy to be providing the healthcare, and we look to continuously provide the healthcare into the future. That said, you know, if the mandate does go through, then we have to look at, you know, what are our current numbers at that time. You know, we have some folks that are, you know, thinking about getting it, and so we're again doing that education. But we're going to wait and see what happens with that. Like I said, our number one goal is to not lose anybody, and then we kind of will pivot and adjust from there if we need to.
So. Sitting on pins and needles, I guess, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of a challenge right now because, you know, it's going through the courts. So we've had a lot of conversations in the organization, spoken with the governor, spoken with the American Hospital Association since September is really when our conversation started. It's taken me a little bit to come around to how long it's taken you know, some of the mainstream media to catch on to this and the effects that it's going to have. Because we've started on this battle, like I said, in September when it was first discussed. And like I said, a lot of conversations. But where it sits right now is we're waiting for what should happen by tomorrow evening, which is the government has an opportunity to respond today. There's I say respond because there's a lawsuit you know, against opposing this to stop this from happening. So we should have the federal response back today. There's at least 10 states on this lawsuit right now, and their response is due by tomorrow. And the federal judge that's overseeing this right now is pushing this, I anticipate, because of the timelines that are coming up. But hopefully by tomorrow evening is what we've been communicated to is the deadline that we'll hear if it goes to the U.S. Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
So let's say that if you would not comply with the mandate, you stand to lose a great percentage of your reimbursement through federal guidelines, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, and that kind of stuff. Do you know what kind of a percentage of loss that would be in your organization?
Oh, well, I can tell you it'd be a significant percentage, but on top of that are the fines that go along with it. So what CMS has said is it'll be just shy of $14,000 per event, and then that can multiply times 10 if it continues to occur. So they haven't said if it's per event every single person or every single time they hear about it. They haven't given that guidance yet. I interpret it as every single person that would be working post their deadline would incur that fine, but I can't say that for certain.
So in my unprofessional opinion on this, I would say that if the mandates go through and the hospital does not comply with it, it basically shuts them down. They would no longer be able to function as a medical facility for a very sustained period of time.
Well, I would just say that we wouldn't not comply. We have to.
Well, you would, but I'm thinking what if somebody says, no, we're not? I mean, okay, now we're going to play what ifs a little bit here. But let's say there's a hospital somewhere in German Settlement.
Sure.
And it says, no, we're not going to do that. And now they no longer get Medicare, Medicaid, that they could not survive in today's world just trading for chickens and whatever you can have for barter, like the old days when you seen Doc on the corner or something.
Yeah, it would be they would have a tough go, I would say. You know, depending on what their payer mix is, if they have a lot of commercial payers that don't require the mandate, then they might be able to make it. Usually the commercial payers follow suit with Medicare.
Okay. So this is something that I don't know what the average person can do out there other than maybe get a hold of their elected officials in Washington and make sure they know. Otherwise, it's basically in the hands of the court right now, which the people don't really have a lot to say about except those involved in the lawsuit.
Yeah. Yep. That's where it sits. And like I said, we kind of sit and we wait, waiting to hear what happens. Personally, I feel really good if it goes to the Eighth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. I feel like we have a really good shot. And, you know, as a healthcare system in general. And so by tomorrow evening, we should find out if it goes there.
If I remember, the 10 states that are involved in the lawsuit basically have said that the federal government's overstepping their bounds and intruding on the state's rights in this case. And is that the gist of their complaint?
Yep, that's exactly right.
But it's in 40 pages rather than two sentences or something like that. So they're saying that the federal government's overreaching into the state's territory.
Yep.
I guess it should be.
They are, and I think they're really taking that lead, you know, from what the federal judge said for OSHA as well. You know, when he stopped that and said, hey, you're overreaching, they're joining into that same type of effort to say, you know, the CMS, you're also overreaching.
Let's talk about the OSHA one a little bit ago, because you mentioned the two of them, OSHA and then CMS. And the OSHA one, where was that standing at? Because they dismissed that one, or they ruled against OSHA in that, didn't they?
Yeah, they ruled against it, and then OSHA also pulled it back. But the piece about the OSHA mandate, which was at least somewhat doable, in my eyes at least, is they gave the option to test weekly. So if, you know, if CMS came back and said, you know, we're going to keep this mandate in effect, but you have to test weekly, that's a little bit different story, right? I mean, that's a little bit easier to swallow. And that's what OSHA did. So they rolled out, you know, more than 100 workers. You either have to have the vaccination or you have to test. CMS just said, no testing. It's only vaccination. So.
Okay. So you think we should know this week where the next step is in that lawsuit?
Yeah, we'll know. We should know tomorrow if it goes forward to for a hearing for an injunction.
Okay.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you, and maybe you don't have the numbers or feel comfortable about talking about COVID as a whole right now compared to COVID as a year ago. Right now, our school system, of course, was having issues. I believe, from what I understand, it was more, there were students, but there were the teachers who were very well numbered.
Yeah.
And so they had called off school for a little extra break in here to try to give everybody a break away from each other. But the overall COVID numbers in our area, what are you seeing on that? Are there more hospitalizations or what?
Yeah, it's definitely increasing, whether it's our area or outside of our area. Compared to, I don't know if I'd be able to say exactly what it compares to, you know, perhaps this time last year. But this is where, about the time where we began to see an increase. We're about two-ish or so months behind where everybody else is, typically in the number of cases that we're seeing. But that said, we're definitely seeing the increases, you know, come back from 3-4 months ago. But one of the hardest challenges is the larger tertiary facilities. You know, they're being hit hard as well. So to get folks to a higher level of care right now is very challenging, and not just because they have so many patients in their beds anymore. Now it's being referred to as staffed or available staffed beds, not just beds available, but staffed beds. And the reason for that is because, you know, you're seeing some people that are leaving healthcare. The mandate, again,
right,
in my opinion, is only going to exasperate that even more. And so those are the kinds of things that we're seeing and we're trying to deal with.
So this is a big thing to the medical profession as a whole across the country.
It really is. It really is. And it's probably a good thing that this is a comment show, because you get my opinion. But it's a really big deal. You know, this has the potential to change healthcare in the U.S. Very quickly. And I think that's something that, you know, I feel really comfortable. You know, I've had, like I said, conversations with the governor and the AHA that somebody's going to bat for us to say, hey, this, you know, we're gonna do some damage here, and we can't do that. You know, we need our nurses and our housekeeping and our dietary workers and our clinic crew. You know, we need every single person in the organization, and it doesn't matter what organization we're talking about, whether it's Cherry County Hospital and Clinic or North Platte or Lincoln. You know, everybody right now is working with less than a full crew, and so as COVID continues to go on and or increase, like in our area, it makes everything a lot more challenging. You know, the teams are very well stretched.
So it would make me think that if you have some folks that have been a nurse for a long period of time or in the medical profession somewhere for a long period of time and they're nearing retirement age, they might just go, you know, I don't want to get the shot, so I'll just retire early. And you lose years and years of experience in the medical field there as well, that go out if they leave that area. And since this is the comment program, and it is kind of an opinion thing too, is I think that hurting the healthcare system is part of a political agenda, but that's just me. So
yeah.
That's, well, my opinion, yeah. that's on an agenda somewhere back in the back minds of people. So and we don't want to see that, because we appreciate having good healthcare, solid healthcare here in the Valentine community in Cherry County, and this is something that folks need to be watching and see how it comes out.
Yeah, really, really should. I mean, I think it's really important for us as a community to watch this very closely, to lean real heavy on the legislative, you know, bodies that are making these rules, and do whatever we can to make sure that we, you know, fight for what healthcare should continue to look like here. You know, it's a really important piece. These are really uncharted times, and you know, it becomes very personal for people. And you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, we will never unilaterally mandate the vaccine. We believe that everybody has the right to make that decision for themselves and their families, what's best. So we're really watching this close. We meet on a daily basis to review what's happened since the previous day and where we sit. So. Yeah, we're watching with real anticipation here.
And I just wanted to point out, too, you guys are doing the rapid test 3 days a week, aren't you?
We are. We're doing it Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. So tomorrow will be from 2 to 3. Tomorrow, because of the Thanksgiving holiday, is the only day that we'll have it this week. And, you know, I would also maybe perhaps just ask for some help from everybody in the community as well. And, you know, we're able to do the testing. You know, if you call your clinic and they can order that testing, seeing a lot of folks come in through the ER. We're always going to take care of everybody, no matter what and where you are. But I would just add, it strains the system a bit, and you could probably expect a little bit longer delay coming through the ER, mm-hmm. Just because, you know, they're taking care of some pretty sick folk or injured folks. And, so if we can get that testing through our clinics and in that manner, it'll make it a lot easier on our team.
So if you want to get tested, what were the dates again, tomorrow?
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, okay. At 2:30.
All right.
Or excuse me, 2 to 3.
2 to 3 o'clock, yeah. And it's free?
It is free. Yep, okay. It's the drive-through. It's behind the ambulance barn back there. So if you come in through the emergency drive entrance, you'll see a new pod that we have back there, and you can drive through.
Okay. Did you hear where they closed was it a vaccination clinic or a testing clinic in North Omaha because of vandalism? I'm going, come on, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else, Kyle, that we need to inform the public about? I do appreciate you coming in to talk about the mandates and how it affects Cherry County Hospital. And in effect, then it's going to affect Cherry County residents. So.
Yeah. No, I don't have anything else. Just know that we'll continue to keep the community updated. If you have questions, don't hesitate to call. We're continuing to update inside of the organization and work through what we need to there, but we'll continue to update the community as well. So I appreciate you having me.
Well, in case I miss it, give me a heads up when you get the rulings down and we see what happens, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. You bet.
All right. Kyle Kellum, CEO of Cherry County Hospital, has been our guest on this portion of the comment program. We do thank him for coming in and sharing some information about this with our listeners here on KVSH.